here we go. Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. Man, I am here for you as often as I could get to this microphone and get in the studio, fire this stuff up, and start spitting out words. I'm here for you. Hey, you know what? If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found the show. I'm glad you're here. I really am. And you know what? If it's your first time here, I love when you text me and say, oh, I searched for such and such, and I was really depressed, or I was really this or that, and I found your show, and I love listening to your words. And that's why I do this, man. I don't do it just to talk to myself. I do it to talk to you. So if this is your first time here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me know how you got here. Let me know what you searched for. Let me know why you listen to my show. Now, there's something for everybody. Why do you listen to the show? 304-506-3332. Text me. Why do you listen to my show, or how did you find it? You can even add how my show has helped you. Put that in. I want to hear from you guys this week, all right? I want to hear from you. I got a busy-ass week. I'm working all day. I'm doing theater all night, doing a stage manager and props and at the Met Theater. And I'm telling you what, it's a full schedule. But I want to hear from you guys, and I'm taking time out to talk to you, so talk to me, will you? And if you don't want to talk to me, well, you know what? Go buy my book then. How about that? How about you just go grab a copy of my book? And you can go to Amazon if you want to support Bezos, or you can go directly to my website, bepositivepodcast.com. There should be a slide in or a pop up or something like that. And if that doesn't work, click the menu that says book or merch or something like that and grab a copy of the book. You can get a regular copy. No problem. It's like $12.99 or something like that. Or you can splurge and treat yourself to a personalized copy where I write something just for you. And if we've talked via text, the stuff that I write in the book makes more sense. If not, then I'm just going to go by your name or where you live, and I'm going to try to come up with a nice yearbook post. And as long as I have merchandise, I'm giving stuff away right now. So when you buy a personalized copy, and you get more stuff. I'm sending extra stuff, keychains or coasters or stickers or magnets, whatever I can find that has my logo on it. You are going to get it. And Rob, dude, thanks for buying the book and ordering some coasters. I'll throw in some extra goodies just for you. And I got a couple hats left that I'm going to toss in on one of these occasions. I'm not sure who it is. I don't pick and choose. It's just whenever I get a wild hair. You know how I am. I don't plan stuff. And so somebody's going to get a hat if you buy a personalized book. And I'm going to send it to you. All right. Let's see. I don't have anybody paying for spots on the show, but I'm still taking the Magic Mind. I don't know if you've tried it. There's no link for a break anymore. They were given like 75% discount if you subscribe to Magic Mind. It's this little green shot that I take every morning. Sometimes I'm doing twice a day, and I'm telling you what, it's helping me focus. It's just great. I love it. Check it out. I'm actually starting to like the flavor too. It's pretty good. So magicmind.com, check it out. And if you don't order yet, because they're coming back next month, I think, to advertise some more. So wait till then, and you'll get your nice discount again. I'm hoping. All right, what the hell am I going to talk about? I've been rambling on for like 20 minutes here. Jeez Louise. And I don't know. I'm very tired. I'm not stressed at all. You know me, I don't get stressed. It's just a pain in the ass to be stressed. And I don't want to live that way, because I see people who are stressed and they're not happy. They're not healthy. And I don't want to be that. I want to be happy and healthy. So I'm not going to let crap get to me, you know, like double paying for parking when the machine doesn't work or the app doesn't work, and all of a sudden you realize you double paid. I'm not going to let that bother me. I'm not going to let that bother me when somebody cuts in front of me and cuts me off, and I could hit the gas and slam into them and get that satisfaction like we all think about. But instead, I slow down. I go, well, that's okay. You know, it's one car length. No big. So I'm 2 minutes late. It's all right. So what? So what? You know what? I find myself, the older I get, I think this show's title is going to change, but I find myself, the older I get, saying, so what? Who cares if this person stepped in front of you in line at the department store and you have to wait an extra 20, 30 minutes for them to count their change? Or somebody's rude to you, and do you actually be rude back and get a confrontation, or do you just move on with your day and get away from the negativity? Because all it's going to do is feed on itself, and I honestly believe that. Negativity feeds on itself, and that's why when I sense it or it's around me, I get away from it, because I'll just get negative, and I do, but who wants to live that way? I don't. Fuck that, man. I don't want to deal with that confrontation. I don't want to deal with your anxiety, your pissed offness. If you want me to listen and you want to talk, that's fine. I'm good for that. But if you're in my face attacking me, I'm not going to do it. And you know what? And now I'm coming around full circle to what I wanted to call this show, 5 minutes and 45 seconds into it. This show is called, Do You Need to Explain Yourself? Do we really need to explain why we feel a certain way, or why we have a certain point of view? Do we have to justify it with anybody? Do we really have to explain why we feel or think or act the way we do? No. You don't have to explain anything about yourself to any human being on the planet. There's only one being that we all answer to. And I like to call it the superior intelligence, the infinite intelligence, the supreme being, whatever you call it, the collective, the Borg. Star Trek geeks love that one, but that's okay. But we all answer to that one thing that has created us and that calls us home when we pass. So there's no need to justify your thoughts. There's no need to back up your thinking or way of being or who you are or what you think you want to be called or what you think you are or whatever it is. Whatever it is that's in your mind that makes you happy, that isn't affecting or hurting anyone else in a physical or mental way, then there's no need to explain why you are who you are, why you act the way you act, why you do what you do. We don't have to freaking explain it to anybody on this planet. No one. Unless, of course, you get arrested and you appear before the court and you have to defend yourself. So then you got to need to explain yourself and your actions and your decisions and what you did. But other than that, you don't need to justify who you are to anyone. Anyone. Your husband, your wife, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your partner, your teacher, your boss, your friends. You never need to explain. You should never have to try to have to explain or feel like you have to explain who you are or what you think. And if there's things that you think that if you say, people are going to question and want to argue about it or talk about it or make you explain yourself about it, that's where you have to decide. Are your thoughts and ideas going to change the other person's mind, first of all? And do you want to change the other person's mind? And if that answer is, I don't really care if they think the way I think, I'm not trying to change the way they think, I think. So that's when you have to actually say, why do I even need to begin to explain myself or engage in this, futility. So when it comes to being who you are, I'm preaching from the choir, and there's no mold for me. I didn't even get to break the mold because I'm just what's left over. You know, God made me and said, you know what, let's try this. And I think he's having a field day with my life, because I'm really enjoying it and I'm really experiencing a lot of stuff. And you know why? It's very simple. I'm not rich. I'm not famous. I'm just happy and I'm embracing life and I'm experiencing life more and more every day, because I really think it's because I'm opening up my mind and I'm letting go of all the bullshit that has weighed me down over the years. All the, you know, the the surface anger, pettiness, stress, all that stuff that's meaningless in the big picture, because you have the option to not have that outside world bother you. And the way you do that is you begin to create your world by your thoughts, your self-talk, your self-attitude, how you present yourself, and who you are. When you look in that mirror and go, you know what? I was an alcoholic last year, and now look at me. I got a full-time job, and I'm doing great. Sure, I still have cravings, but I don't give in to them. I win. I'm controlling my mind. I'm controlling my body. I'm controlling my actions. And when you can start to say that, you never need to explain yourself. Because when you're in total control and you are happy and you're experiencing joy, you're doing everything right. So anybody who questions who you are, what your actions are, how you speak, how you think, how you live, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It's superficial. That's somebody else in some other meat suit trying to do some other, have other, some other objective, some different perspective on life than you have. And when you let that in, that's when it starts to break you down. When you feel like you have to explain yourself, well, I'm doing this because of this. I'm really an asshole sometimes because my dad was an asshole or mean to me. I only act this way when I drink or do drugs. Well, do you like the way you act when you do that? Do you like who you are? Then there's no reason to explain it. Either way, I don't care if you like to get stoned every day or if you never had a drink. If you like the way you are and you're feeling joy, then you never have to explain why you are who you are. So don't ever feel that you ever have to explain yourself to anybody. Nobody. I don't care who it is. Like I said, unless it's the cops and you have to testify. Then sometimes you have to explain. But I make light of it because you know what? You have to laugh in life. You have to be happy. And when you push positivity the way I try to in this podcast. Now, I tell you, in my life, I'm not this way, 100% positive 24/7. No, I get pissed off. I get angry. I go into my bedroom and sleep for, 18 hours just because I just don't have anything to do, and I'm not going to do anything, and I'm going to hide and hibernate, and I just don't want to talk to anybody once in a while. Then other times, it's like I fly off the rails, and I'm a crazy person having fun, and it just depends. And you know what? And I never feel like I have to explain myself to any of the people in my family or around me. And I probably should. But they accept me for what I am. I accept them for who they are. And that's the people in my life. That's the way it is. And you can narrow down all the people in your life if you start really paying attention to what positivity they bring to your life and what negativity they let you add to your life. Now, you notice I didn't say what negativity they bring to your life. It'll bring it. They show it to you. You let it in. Ooh, how about that twist? You weren't ready for that, were you? Shit, I wasn't either. That was pretty good. All right. Okay, I don't have a whole lot more to say. I think I've run out of words for today. I appreciate everybody who has picked up some books in the recent week. By the way, I've sold out. The new one should be here at the end of the week. Got another big box of the books coming. I tell you what, the Amazon guy is not happy, and the publisher who's putting it out is happy because he's making money. But only when you buy books. Buy my book. God dang it. Please, if you don't have a copy, I really need to pay some bills for this show. and if you like the show and you haven't supported it by buying anything, I still appreciate you anyway, man. I know. Who wants to have that support positivity? Oh, maybe you do. Anyway, all right, enough pandering. I'm just kidding. Anyway, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Almost 2.5 million. Holy crap. My mind, it blows my mind when I hear that number. Every time I look at it, I have it printed out in front of me on my screen here, and blows my mind. Blows my mind. You guys are amazing. Thank you for keeping this show on the air for over 5 years. 560 plus podcasts, all because of you, because you give me something to talk about and you make me want to be positive. All right, that's the show. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. You know what I always say? I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.